A Watch, Some Buttons, and Joseph's Cloak by Sally Oudekerk, Church Magazines. Items from a recent exhibit at the Museum of Church History and Art give us a glimpse into Joseph Smith's everyday life and that of his family. A gold watch, a cloak, rusty farm tools, and slate pencils from a bygone era. These common items from the 1800s are meaningful because they come from the daily life of Joseph Smith. Because he lived 200 years ago, looking at artifacts from the prophet's life helps us understand him better. Mackenzie Head, 13, from Cedar Hills, Utah, visited the Museum of Church History and Art to see these items. She wrote that viewing artifacts from the prophet Joseph's life has really given me a better understanding of how he lived and the different things he had during his life that are so different from what we have now. What also amazed me were the many things that were actually used by the prophet. It definitely strengthened my testimony of him. We have photos of the artifacts that were on display or stored at the church museum. At the top of this page, there's a photograph of a replica of the gold plates that was on display at the museum. Martin Harris, one of the three witnesses, said three silver rings held the plates together so they could open like a book. On the next page, we have a photograph of some buttons and clasps that were found during an archaeological investigation at the Smith family's log home site in Palmyra, New York. On the right-hand side of the page, we have a photograph of a false shirt front made by Lucy Mack Smith for her son Joseph in 1841. This popular men's clothing element, known as a bosom, was typically worn to hide buttons or seams or to provide decoration. In the center of this page is a gold watch owned by Joseph Smith, which he gave to pay for legal services. At the bottom of the page, a photograph of a cradle that was made around 1805 and is similar to what Joseph Smith's family would have used. The next page has several photographs, the first being of nails and a horseshoe that were found at the Joseph Smith log home site. There is also in this photo a round metal piece which attached to the handle of a scythe. As a boy, Joseph Smith used a scythe to cut grain. The next photo shows a stone fragment from the Nauvoo Temple. The next photo shows a crutch similar to the one Joseph used when recovering from leg surgery. Also in the same photo, slate pencils, which were likely used as Joseph Smith's parents taught him to read, write, and solve math problems at home. In the next photo, the first edition Book of Mormon, which was a gift from Joseph Smith to Martin Harris. It is open to the testimony of the three witnesses. The next photograph shows a mannequin in the likeness of the prophet wearing the cloak he wore as Lieutenant General of the Nauvoo Legion. On the next page, there is a photograph of two silver ladles which belonged to Joseph and Emma Smith. The next photograph shows an earring that belonged to one of the women in the Smith family. The next photograph shows a gold bead which belonged to Lucy Mack Smith. The next photograph shows surgical instruments which are similar to the ones used when Joseph Smith was young. He had an infection that killed a portion of his leg bone. A doctor recommended amputating his leg, but young Joseph and his mother refused. The next photograph shows an issue of the Nauvoo Neighbor, published after Joseph and Hiram Smith were martyred. This was printed to share the details of their deaths with a general audience. The final photograph shows locks of the prophet's hair. After the prophet's death, locks of his hair were given to some of his friends. It was common in the mid-1800s to share locks of hair as a way to remember loved ones who had died. The caption information comes from Mark Staker, museum curator. End of the article, A Watch, Some Buttons, and Joseph's Cloak, by Sally Oudekerk, Church Magazines.